5, 4, 3, 2.
Wait, what? What? 8:50? No, it's not 8:57. Duh. The actual time is 19:30 UTC. And that is always the time at which we begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm sitting in my car. That's not fun. So let's get out of my car and let's remember to grab the keys so we don't lock ourselves out of the car. Where are we today? What are we doing? What's happening? What is going on? Well, hello. Once again, I myself am outdoors, risking my life, my health, and my life during this global pandemic to bring you the Dubious Goals Committee, because that's just the kind of awesomeness that I exude. Ooh, who's that flying over my head? Who is that flying over there? There is a big hawk. He is now flying, well, towards the pond. As for our little Tobster, I am walking up into the mushroom garden, looking into this hole, this marmot hole that looks like it's getting covered back up. What about this other marmot hole? Nothing. And another car pulls into the parking lot. There are now three cars here, in addition to my own. And I don't recognize any of these other cars, which is, you know, fine. Uh-oh, do we got another one here? Yeah, here we go. Got another car pulling in. Oh, great. So, yeah, maybe we're not going to see much of anything today, but we got to go look now, don't we? Yes, we do. So as I walk around the building, I'm walking up to the shed here, and we got one big gaping hole under the shed that looks like it's in use. And I got to look behind the shed here to see if there's any Matis hiding. Any Matis back here? No, but I see some loose dirt where some Matis have been digging under some lumber. All right, here's a cardboard box in the kiosk that says plant a tree, and apparently there's little tree seedlings. Oh my gosh, and there's a little turtle on the log in the dragonfly pond. I can hear kids screaming already. Kids just got out of these cars and they're already shouting and screaming up a storm. Let's get into the forest and see what we got going on here. Well, as I walk in, I am seeing some more stuff that has been cut down. Some more of the terrible invasive species of honeysuckle. There's a squirrel sitting on the forest floor. And some things are starting to turn green. Everything at head height and knee height. Yeah, we got some brambles here that are greening up. All of the ground cover is starting to green up, and we're getting little plants sticking out. And yeah, here's some grass growing over here. So yeah, we're getting some green happening. I was kind of worried after that big snowstorm that we just had 2 days ago. Yeah, I should mention, snowstorm 2 days ago where we got 3 inches of snow. And now today, 2 days later, it's 70 degrees Fahrenheit. That's about 20 degrees Celsius. And I'm walking around with a short sleeve shirt on. And I was worried that snow might cause some shock freezing and kill some plants and stuff, but what is that? Am I seeing something? Is there... No, okay. Thought I saw a dude on a log. There's not a dude on a log. Wow, looking here. That guy, what's his name? Mike. Mike's been in here chopping down the stuff. Looking pretty good, looking pretty good. Looking pretty good. Alright, so I have reached the crossroads. Yeah, a lot of this stuff has been wiped out. What do I want to do? I think I want to go out to the boardwalk. See what's happening out there. Because we need to get out on the water today. Because this is the time of year when we start to see egrets. This is like egret season. And I'm thinking today might be a good day to come out here and look for some giant white striding birds. Alright, as I round the sub pond here, I can see some water movement down there. Oh no, those are ducks. There's some ducks over there. Couple of nice little duckies. The ones that kind of look like miniature Canada geese. So, that's fun. They're doing duck stuff. Alright, out to the boardwalk. Let's go, let's go. I can see water. Yeah, we got loud people out here too. I can hear the kid talking from here. And now we're on a boardwalk. How am I going to avoid these people? And they're walking really slow and they don't seem to get it at all. Okay, so I will wait, see if they can figure it out here. See if they're smart enough to figure it out. So I'm gonna step off the path here, and I'm can kind of make it over here too. Yes, there's ducks back there. The secret pond. I can kind of get to it with all this old new stuff cut out. There's some ducks back here hanging out. And gee, I hope they walk really slow so I can just stand here for half an hour. Ooh, the sun's coming out. It's getting kind of warm. And as we stand here for them to walk by, maybe they'll figure it out. Because you have diseases that I don't want, kid. That's why. So we get back onto the path here and head out onto the boardwalk. Let's see what we got going. I see some waves. What is creating these waves, he says. All right, we got lots of reeds down. But no new reeds coming up. There's been somebody working these reeds pretty good. Who has it been? Well, probably Scratties. And we know that raccoons like to walk around in here fishing and snoodling. And as I look around, I'm seeing absolutely nothing. Because once you get kids out onto the boardwalk screaming, it scares all the animals away. So we're just going to walk out here a little bit further. Check some of these areas out. Namely the far area. As I get out to the octagon, the middle of, it's actually a septagon. Out here in the middle of the boardwalk, I can see some geese. There are three pairs of geese in this immediate environ. They are diving, looking for food, showing me their butts. They are giving me the goose butt semaphore signal, indicating to me that they are eating food. All right, now that we are out at the end of the boardwalk, what do we got out here? Nothing. There's nothing happening. I'm looking out over the pond. See, that's where the egrets like to hang out, is over on that side. I see no egrets. I see no blue herons as I scan the perimeter of the pond slowly. Yeah, there's not much going on out here. Very still, very lovely day. There's a few more geese way out there and stuff. great, now these people followed me out onto the deck, and now I can't, I mean to the boardwalk, and now I can't go this way without them. Yeah, okay. Over here on the edge, I'm looking into 4 inches of water, or 10 centimeters of water, and I'm seeing, here's my frog buddy, some little fishies, little 10-centimeter bluegills swimming around. What else we got around here? How about some turtles? Where's my little turtles? Little turtles are hiding because there's been people here. Damn it, now these people are in the Septagon and I cannot get back now. All right, what happens if I charge them down? See, this is the thing that's the pain in the ass about being out here. This is the only place that's open. All the parks are closed. Everything else that's like a park is closed, and now Harrenhaven is the only thing that remains open, so we're getting lots of good concentration of people out here at Harrenhaven to help spread the disease. So, I managed to get by them. I'm now walking off the boardwalk, checking the reed line, checking. Where's my damn scratties? Well, look over there. See that spot over there? Look, somebody's been climbing up off out of the water onto the bank there. Interesting. I'm going to stop by the reed line here once again. Looking into the reeds. Where's my scratties? Where could my scratties be? I know where they are. They're hanging out over on the other end of the pond. Anyway, what was that? Something running through the leaves. That's just a birdie. Whew, having a pretty good day today. Although this walking around is starting to mess up my leg. I think I can power through. He says, as it really starts to throb with pain. Oh, yeah, but no, having a pretty decent day. Woke up today, turned on my television, and what do we have? Lawrence of Arabia. Okay, now where are these people going? Make a decision. We got some more people walking in here. Come on, where are you going? Decide, and they're really, really slow. So we're just gonna stand around and... Oh, I guess this means we're leaving today. As I walk by the sub pond here, looking at the frogs swimming around. Look at all these swimming frog dudes. Yeah, we gotta get out here just to get away from all these damn people. Which way am I going? I'm going this way. We're staying in, but we're gonna go. Come on, make a decision. Yeah, so I actually had to run because some people are not understanding what's happening. If I could surround myself with stupider people, would I do it? Of course not. Alright, so we're walking down the odoriferous corridor, which doesn't actually have any smell to it. Because, one, the flowers aren't out yet, and two, they're trying to kill the plant. So we're rounding Frog Harbor, only to run into more people who don't understand that we're trying to maintain distances from each other. And they decide to stop. Okay, so I guess we're going around. If we can just somehow manage to maintain distance, there we go. Suddenly, I don't want to be here. Suddenly. Yeah, anyway. Can't let it get to me. Looking up on the ridge. Is there anybody up there? Dude-wise, no. Yeah, with all these people here, with all the kids running around and screaming, we're not going to see anything today, which is kind of a disappointment. I wanted to see some dudes. I heard something on my deck last night. I went up to make tea at about midnight or shortly thereafter, and as I was standing there, I heard something go thunk dunk out on my deck, but it was dark. Couldn't see anything. Ugh, but now my leg is starting to hurt. Shouldn't have ran. I'm going to stop and take a look into this hole. Is there a mati in that hole? I don't think so. All right, I'm now standing on the bridge that overlooks, yes, the turtle reproduction pond. And the first thing I see is a giant raft of bubbles. And I know there's a snapping turtle under there. And then the second thing I see is a snapping turtle over here, who's got his shell and head out of the water. Then oh, back there by the log, there's another snapping turtle. So I can basically see three snappers in the pond. They're not doing much of anything. And there's some rings over there. Something else just happened. Something else just moved. Let's see, we gotta get a better angle on this. Oh. Yeah, you know that thing I said about my leg being okay? Maybe I didn't know what I was talking about. Ow. Alright, let's get down here closer to the water. In the turtle pond. Oh, look at that big snapper. Look at that big snapper. He snaps. Big snaps out there. What's going on in the reeds over there? There's some water movement in the reeds, but it's probably just frogs. Maybe some little turtles. Maybe some little turtles. And I am seeing other rings of action. Frog stuff. Froggity, froggity, frog business. That snapper's bringing his head out of the water now. Saying, yeah, I'm Snapper. I'm Mr. Snapper. Alright, I'm gonna move back up here. Let's go over to the blind. See if anybody's in the blind. My leg is starting to hurt. That's okay. I'm gonna make it hurt some more. That's the plan. Now the question is there anybody in the blind? Because if we step into the blind, we're gonna get all of their diseases. Okay, let's sneak up here very quietly, like, ow. And we'll just take a quick look in the blind. There's nobody in here, so. Okay, we've got a few birds, geese on or around Goose Island on nests. There are a couple of nests. We've got one goose on the main log. Along with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 turtles on one log, 6 turtles on another log, and 3 little turtles on the tiny log. So it's turtle party day, that's always good. Sticking my head out of the blind, looking around, I'm looking for egrets, or herons, or anything. And no, not seeing any of our tall striding birds that one might expect at this time of year. Okay, I'm going to turn around and leave the blind because other people are coming. I'm going to head up into the loop path. All right, so I'm kind of surprised we're not seeing any egrets. Well, give them some more time. You know, they're not on an exact schedule. Not like our little tubster. So, we gotta be coming back more often. We need to be coming here as much as we can. I'm trying to get a good vantage point over the lake here, trying to see. Because we will see our egrets soon. And we'll probably also see those cormorants that like to come through. That'll be happening any day now. And what is this strange sound that I hear down in the ravine? Nothing. The ravine is starting to green up, so I can't see onto the ravine walls or anything. I wonder if there's some turkeys down there. I bet there are. Been seeing the turkeys a lot. Last week sometime I came out here at dusk, and as I was driving home, I drove up Manderson Street, aka Turkey Street, and yeah, there were turkeys literally in the street. There were two tom turkeys, all puffed up, fully fluffed and strutting, walking around doing their magic love dance for the ladies. And there was about a half dozen or eight hens walking around, acting like they weren't paying any attention to the toms. It was hilarious. All right. I'm at the top of the hill, and I'm looking over at this marmot den that looks like... See, it always kind of looks like it's been in use, but I don't think it is, but that other hole has been cleared. Let's get a better angle here. Yeah. I'm looking for bugs, trying to see if there's bugs flying around that hole. I'm about 4 meters away from it. Can't tell if there's bugs flying around from here or not. But yeah, good stuff, good stuff. Wish we could actually see some marmots today. And yes, I have seen marmots at Heron Haven this year so far. Saw one by Frog Harbor. So we know that they're out and about. They're just avoiding all the people. And walking down the hill is kind of bad for my calf. What's happening? Why is this happening? I took my analgesics an hour ago. They should have kicked in. I'm pretty excited about it, though. I'll tell you what I'm really excited about. Yesterday, I had my deluxe udon bowl and my big, you know, pork bun. My da bao. Except it really wasn't that da. I bought these baozi, and I did figure out a way to heat them up. And the trick is to wrap them in a paper towel and then put them in the microwave, but, you know, details. I'm looking forward to going home and eating another one of those. I was hoping it would be the red pork kind. What is that called? Char siu pork. I love that stuff. Oh my god. Jimmy Waugh, who worked at Canton House. God, he did the best. Anyway, I sort of know how to do that. Maybe that's what I should do. Maybe I should use my government surplus check to buy some pork butts, you know, some pork shoulders. And then I'll do them all up as char siu pork. And then I'll make them into bao. And I can have buns. Yummy, delicious buns. Ow. All right. This is starting to hurt. Maybe I should be using this siren to get people out of my way. I could just run up behind them and start going... And that might make a move out of my way. Ow. Okay, my leg is really starting to act up now. Every step I take sends a shooting pain from my ankle up the outside of my calf all the way up to my hip. It's electric. Boogie, oogie, oogie. Ow. And so, I'm wondering, should I have brought my cane? And I was trying to walk around yesterday. I don't even want to talk about it. Stupid body. Stupid legs. can't go to Walmart and get another leg for $64.59. Ow, that hurt like a bit. Ooh. Okay, so I've walked into the wall blind. And on this tree, about 4 meters away from me, there are two of those little woodpeckers. And they're on each side of the tree. Are they going to have a battle? Are we about to witness woodpecker battle? These guys are little. They're about 10, 11 centimeters long from head to tail. They're black and white. White on the front on their breasts. And they have like badger heads with the red spot on the back of their head. No, one of them has a red spot. That one's probably the male. The other one is just black and white on her back, and she looks pretty cute and pretty sexy. They're climbing up and down the tree. Oh, she just went to ground. Yep, she's now down in the bushes. So there he goes. He followed her. Okay, so I think we were about to see some kind of woodpecker love there, but we missed it. So now I'm going to overlook the back of the billabong here, and look what we got. There's another woodpecker. I just heard one. That was a big one. That was one of those big guys. On the opposite bank of the billabong, right here in the elbow, there is a goose building a nest right now. She's just standing there. She's picking up grass and rearranging it. That's nice. So, yay, is this a real pregnancy, or is this another hysterical pregnancy? As some truck goes flying by. I'm really not that far from the street, from Old Maple Road. I mean, excuse me, I own Worthman Drive. It's not even 30 meters away through the trees. Long-time listeners will remember, a number of years ago, there was a goose who was not actually pregnant, who built a nest right there in the same spot where this goose is building one now. Is it the same goose? It could very well be. But that goose didn't actually ever lay any eggs. And so one day, she was just gone. She had been sitting there, and then she just left. So anyway, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just standing here. But now I'm just going to leave. I'm turning around, heading out of the wall blind, back on the path, somewhere about 200 meters away, there is one of those bigger woodpeckers, a flicker, and he's on one of those giant, old, dead, hollow cottonwood trees on the other side of the pond. I can hear him from here. Brrr, sounds pretty cool, actually. Right, so as I come out of the back 40 and onto the land bridge, I'm looking into the sub pond. I'm looking into the billabong. There's green stuff. Stuff is starting to grow in the water. That's good news. Yay. Everything's turning green. We're getting some nature. And I'm going to head on out of here. And I'm going to drive up the turkey street, and I'm probably going to see some turkeys, and I will say hi to them, and I'll say hi to them for you, since you're probably going to miss it. Then I'm going to go home, drink some tea, get into my Jin Jun Mei, which I was drinking a little bit earlier. Then I'm going to eat some baozi, get my steamed pork bun business going. Yeah, so glad I bought those. Everybody needs bao. All right. I should probably also tell you that you've been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day. I'm not kidding, people. Every damn day at 1930 UTC. It's a beautiful day. I might just hang out here for a while, or maybe go play some music somewhere. I don't know. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. The end.